morning we're continuing Chayodim, Hichlis Tvila Klach of Zion, Simon Zion. Kishimi Spelo Tvila Tashlumen, and only Spelo Rak Tvila Yurches. The Halach of Tashlumen was said in regards to Shmur Hesrei. Av Kriyashma Ubir Choseha and Ahem Tashlumen. The other parts of Tvila, which Chazal instituted, or we have a mitzvah of the Torah of Kriyashma, so those, it's not possible to have tashlumen. Chazal did not give it tashlumen for those. So a person that missed Maariv, she does not have a way to make up for the Birchas Kriyashma of Maariv. He can daven the Shemoneh Esrei twice during Shacharis for tashlumen for the Shemoneh Esrei for the Tefillah. Person missed Shacharis and he missed Birchas Kriyashma and Shema. So there's no way for him to make up for the Birchas Kriyashma, which he lost. Now, Mr. Brewer does point out that even though the mitzvah of Shema is only until three hours in the day, one quarter of the day, the mitzvah of Zecher Yosei Mitzrayim, the Zecher Yosei Mitzrayim, really applies the whole day. So therefore, the person must say the last paragraph in order, if a person missed davening Shacharis, so he would say the last paragraph of, in order to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of scarcity states Mitzrayim. There is a prima gadam which says when a person is davening in the morning and he needs to say Kriyashma within the time frame of one quarter of the day, that there's a din rabbanan that Chazal said that you need to finish all three paragraphs of Kriyashma within that time frame. So a person is getting very close to the wire and it takes him 3 minutes to say Shema and he has only 2 minutes left, he's got a problem. He's not going to finish the last paragraph within the time frame, even though he'll finish the first two, which are really the only time-bound paragraphs, Mikir Adin. But the third one is not, Midrash is not really time-bound, but the Chiyuv Rabbanan, he has to finish that paragraph in the time frame as well. We see the third paragraph is an extension of Kriyashma. But now that he has not fulfilled Kriyashma at all, there's no reason not to do the Mitzvah Deraisa of saying Skir Shisyes Mitzrayim. Furthermore, it's appropriate, he says, to be mekabel omach u'shamayim. So Kriyashma, besides the mitzvah deraisa of saying Shema, which we learn out that there's a mitzvah b'shoch b'chav k'mecho to say Shema, that's to read the paragraphs of Shema. With that also comes kabbalas omach u'shamayim, which a person should do. So the Mishabura points out that the person should say the full Shema in order to be mekabel omach u'shamayim and all mitzvahs. Furthermore, if a person puts on tefillin, the person didn't daven shacharis, he probably did not put on tefillin, so it would be appropriate to put on his tefillin and to be mekabel in the mitzvah of putting on tefillin and then to say Shema while wearing the tefillin. So even though we're not looking at this as a tashlumen, he cannot say Kriyashma later on and be mashlim the mitzvah that he lost, but it's still appropriate to say so. But Birchas Kriyashma is lost, now we spoke of before. Birchas Kriyashma gets one more hour more than Shema itself, and in the cases of an oinus, a person can say Birchas Kriyashma all the way till Chatzos, but after Chatzos there's no tashlumen. Okay, the Chayadim continues in the Simen Ches, and he goes on to the lochas of davening Musaf. And since that's a new topic, we'll leave that for tomorrow's shiur. Have a good morning.